This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. More than two dozen girls and women who say they were sexually abused by a former Michigan sports doctor under the guise of medical treatment have spoken about the abuse on the first day of his sentencing hearing. Nearly 100 of them are expected to testify during the four-day sentencing hearing for 54-year-old Larry Nassar. The hearing began yesterday, with victims saying they experienced searing pain during the assaults and feelings of shame and embarrassment. They said the abuse changed their life trajectories, affecting relationships, causing them to be distrustful, and leading to depression, suicidal thoughts, or other psychological trauma. The Michigan Attorney General's office is seeking at least 40 years in prison in the case. Nassar has already been sentenced to 60 years in federal prison for child pornography crimes. The hearing continues today. Basketball Hall of Famer JoJo White, a two-time NBA champion with the Boston Celtics and an Olympic gold medalist, has died. He was 71. White played 10 seasons for Boston, which drafted him 9th overall from Kansas in 1969. He averaged 17.2 points per game over 13 years, also playing for Golden State and the Kansas City Kings before retiring in 1981. Meanwhile, on the court, the New Orleans Pelicans beat the Boston Celtics 116-113 in overtime. In the NHL, the Rangers rolled over Philadelphia 5-1, and the New Jersey Devils ended a six-game skid with a 4-1 victory over the Islanders. In men's college football, Syracuse hired Mike Cavanaugh as the team's offensive line coach. Cavanaugh comes to the Orange from Nebraska, where he served in the same role for three seasons under Mike Riley before the staff there was fired in November. Washington State quarterback Tyler Helinski has died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. The 21-year-old Helinski was discovered in his apartment after he didn't show up for practice yesterday. The Pullman Police Department says a rifle, quote, was recovered next to Helinski and a suicide note was found, end quote. Authorities say 26-year-old professional boxer Luis Rosa Jr. has been killed in a car crash in Connecticut. Police in West Haven say Rosa was driving south in a Honda that crossed the center line and collided with an Acura traveling in the opposite direction around 2 a.m. Sunday. Two other people were seriously injured. Rosa was a featherweight with a 23-1 record and 11 knockouts. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.